It's time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL with Paul Myers, who is North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good. All right. People like Dick Van Dyke, 97 years old, keys get taken away from him. Apparently, he shouldn't be driving anymore. Sometimes you reach that age. Look, Dick Van Dyke doesn't have to worry about this. But, you know, I'm seeing that a lot of people are reaching retirement age, and they're still healthy, and they're still vibrant, and they're healthier than maybe previous generations were at retirement age, but they don't have any savings. What do you do?
You know, I've always said, Scoot, that there is somewhere, there's a happy medium or there's a middle ground between, say, the philosophy of YOLO, you only live once, and being a complete miser where you're hoarding all of your money and you're not enjoying life, right? You know, as they say, you can't take it with you, but you also want to enjoy life and you want to be able to enjoy that time, and as our life expectancy continues to increase. I think we're, you know, life expectancy now is on average like 80 years of age, yeah, right? And the retirement age for a lot of people is, you know, between 62 and I think for my generation it's 67, or it may get pushed to 70. You know, the biggest thing is if you don't know what to do, don't be afraid to ask questions. Whether it's to your banker or you've got, you know, if you're a very religious or a faithful person, if there's a, you know, you go to someone in your church who can direct you to maybe someone who can help you with financial advising and things like that.
And I would suggest that you be careful which church you go to, because some of the churches will take that money.
All right, I'm not gonna go down that road. You know, let's go to our roving reporter Ian Oak in the SOTA Nerve Center on that one.
The Nerve Center, yeah, I kind of like that idea. No, I was just kind of joking that there's some televangels out there that'll take your money, but that's
all different kinds. Yeah, but there are different ways that you can do things, and you know, we being a community bank, obviously we see opportunities with generational businesses and different things that people have done, whether it's they took advantage of you know, if their company offered a 401k type retirement program where they gave a match. You know, you want to make sure that you try and take advantage of that. Even if you can't take full advantage of it, start. You got to start somewhere. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that people have is you know, the old saying, and Scoot, I know you've heard this, is pay yourself first, right?
Yeah.
You got to start taking money out of that's going directly into your checking account and putting it aside in if there's a 401k and a match through your employer, or you know, if you set up say a Roth IRA, which the Roth IRA is actually funds after you pay taxes versus the 401k is pre-tax. And so there are different things that you can do and try and just start investing and start investing slowly. You know, one of the things that we see here is a lot of people start to try and diversify, right? Because just like in real estate, just like in business, just like in the stock market, you have peaks and valleys, right? Everything has a cycle to it. Mm-hmm. But what happens is a lot of people that maybe they've done very well in the stock market, and they say, you know, I think I need to diversify, or maybe they put enough away and then now they want to start looking at other things. And, you know, a lot of what we do on the banking side with respect to real estate, we'll have people that they want to start investing in rental properties, whether that's a single family residence or a double or a fourplex or multifamily, which is, you know, five or more units in one complex, or even commercial real estate where we help them with the financing, and this enables them to, while they're working or in retirement, to have a little passive income. And as long as they maintain the property, that rental income helps to pay the note or pays the note. And now they have another asset outside of maybe something that they've done with the 401k or the stock market that appreciates and gives them some passive income.
You know, we have a lot of younger listeners, so, you know, talk to them for a moment about just getting started so they don't end up getting close to retirement with nothing.
Look, compounding interest and investing, if you can't do anything but put $100 a paycheck or a month away, whether it's if your employer offers a 401k, or you can set up some type of even just a mutual fund. They've got so many different platforms now that you can do it on your own. It's so much more simplistic than when I got started, where you can just start putting money away. You know, I was talking to an individual, I guess it was about a month ago now, Scoot, and this individual, when they were 35, okay, can you imagine this, right? When they were 35, they inherited almost $750,000. Mm-hmm. And all they did is they went and they put it in a very, very, very basic, very safe investment. And that was, I want to say that was 30 years ago. It's over $3 million now.
Wow.
They haven't touched it. They didn't do anything. So now and everybody says, oh, well, they started with $750. They did. But my point is $750 to over $3 million, that's a huge growth. Now, granted, that was 30 years. But my point is look for ways to start. Look for ways to start investing. There's all kinds of different vehicles, I'm not advertising or pushing anything, but you've got fractional investing that you can do in real estate investment platforms that are out there. You can do the 401k that your employer offers. You can set up your own individual IRA. You can come to Metairie Bank. We have IRAs that we can help you set up if you're trying to figure out a way to get started. But the best thing that you can do is just that. Get started. Don't put it off saying, oh, I'm only 25, because what happens is, and we all do this, we live either, most of us, at or above our means, right? So with many of us who do that, what happens is if you don't start paying yourself and putting it away where you can't access it, you're never going to get started. That next pay raise, in your mind, you've already got that money spent. You've already got your new car picked out and your vacation that you're going on in the spring already picked out based upon your pay raise. These are all things that they're nice. You want to live. You want to enjoy your life. Everybody does. You want to create great memories, spend time with friends, family, all of that. But you do have to plan for the future. And that doesn't mean giving up your life in living it.
Yeah, I wish I would have had that advice when I was younger, and I didn't get that advice, and I wasn't very good with money. I mean, I'm doing fine right now, but you know, this is really, really great advice. I wish I would have had that advice earlier. So I want to thank you for your time, Paul, and always great information on Money Trends every Wednesday afternoon. So thank you for being with us. Paul Myers, part of the show, the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank, and this has been Money Trends. Paul, thanks. Have a good afternoon.
Scoot, you do the same. All thank
right.
you.
Thanks, Paul.